Anything you want to speak on, or anything in particular you want to speak on? Anyone has any questions? No questions. All questions answered, yeah? No? Okay. So the question that comes is then, why you're in Gurukul? Huh? Why? You're nodding your head. Why are you in Gurukul?
Hindi. We can advance in our spiritual life and go back to...
to Godhead. Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, very good. Anyone else? Something? Yes?
We are Krishna's service.
Who?
To serve, like, do service for...
to do service in that? Okay, very good. Okay, so how is the Gurukul going to do that for you?
By training.
By training, okay. And what training they're going to give you?
Waking up for Mangalarti.
Waking up for Mangalarti, japa.
And doing seva.
Doing seva. Okay, very good. Someone else had something? Huh? Hey, someone else had something? Or? Yeah.
By giving both education and spiritual knowledge?
By giving education and spiritual knowledge. What's the difference between education and spiritual knowledge?
In education, we learn about the academics.
Uh-huh.
But in spiritual, we learn about God and Krishna.
About God and Krishna. Okay, very good. Okay. So now, what are you going to do with this when you get out of the school? Right?
Preaching.
Preaching. Preaching, how you'll preach. You're saying? Preaching is good, so now how you'll do this preaching?
By telling them about Krishna.
By telling who's them?
Yeah.
No, who is this them?
People.
Which them?
People.
People, which people?
Don't know Krishna.
Karmi people, which karmi people?
Who don't know Krishna.
Who don't know Krishna. Okay, karmi people who don't know Krishna. Where are you going to find these karmi people who don't know Krishna?
Everywhere.
Yeah.
Everywhere. So then you're all going to travel and preach. Yeah?
Yeah.
Pretty good. Huh?
Yes.
Very nice. Okay. That's pretty good. So you have to have a bus.
Sankirtan party.
Yeah. Very good. Okay. Very nice. And so then, where will you go when you preach?
Huh?
Where will you go? Where will you go when you preach?
It will start from Vrindavan.
You'll start from Vrindavan?
Yeah.
Okay.
Vrindavan.
Okay. Okay, so what things are you boys studying?
What?
Huh?
What is spiritual?
Spiritual and material. Okay, well, in the what it means material, what are you studying?
All the subjects which we have to study, like geography, history, biophysics, chemistry, and other subjects in which we
okay. And then, what will you do with that?
To survive in the material world.
To survive in the material world. So how are you going to survive in the material world?
Using it.
By using it. And how will you use it?
By learning.
By learning. Okay, you learn it, but then what will you do?
By using it in Krishna consciousness.
And how will you use it in Krishna consciousness?
By
preaching.
If you became a doctor, by studying, we can do and we can get it until next point by helping others. If you became an accountant, we can do a job in Eskom Temple.
Uh-huh. Okay. So that's my point, is that that's what I was asking before, what you do, and everybody's saying they're going to travel and preach. So that's good. But now, you know, no, any of you are going to become a doctor or a business person or a lawyer, this or that? Yes? No? No. Yes. Okay, so then how will you use this knowledge in that situation? How? Yeah? Saying, in other words, the point is you have to understand what you're doing, right? Because otherwise, why do something that you don't know what it's for? Of course, if the atmosphere is nice, you like all the people, it's a nice experience, then good, great. But you should know what you're going to do. Yeah.
I just think, if I become like businessman, whatever I will earn, I will just give bonus.
Okay, so that's good. Now, but at the same time, as you're doing your business, so does your business have anything to do with Krishna?
Yeah, I will give whole money to Krishna.
Okay. Now, how about in your business dealings? Does that have anything to do with Krishna?
From that money, something I will keep for.
No, that's the money, but just how you do the business. You understand?
Business can be like books of Krishna and like doing only for Krishna, like his photos and all that. Mm-hmm. Not only business doesn't mean only dealing with money, but also related to Krishna.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so you can do Krishna's things instead of this going and selling cigarettes.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Yeah.
Better than selling cigarettes. Yeah. You wanted to say something? No? So that's the idea, is that when you graduate, then if you can travel, you can preach, you can do temple service, that's very good. But if you're doing something else, you're doing your business, or you're a doctor, or this or that, then you have to be able to see how you'll be Krishna conscious while that's going on. Yeah? Focus is a good, how you say? Quality. Huh? You understand? If you can focus, hey, we're talking to you. We're talking to you. That if you can focus, you can get something done. If you can't focus, you won't be successful, either materially or spiritually. Because without focus, then you don't know what to do. There'll be no endeavor. And if there's no endeavor, there's no result. It's fun, you can laugh and joke, but you can laugh and joke with these guys all day. Right? And if you're just going to laugh and joke, I got a lot of other things to do. You know what I'm saying? You know, it's not my business to be here just to entertain you. Does that make sense? So that's a sense of intelligence. You know, if you're really intelligent, then you see, is there anything to gain here? Okay, there's some, you've come here, and some strange guy with a beard and a hat is sitting here, and so is there anything we can gain from it? If not, why are you wasting your time sitting here? Because if you're sitting here, you can't laugh and joke really very nicely. You know what I'm saying? Because it's restricted. But if you get up and you go somewhere else, then you can laugh and joke all your life. So even for laughing and joking, this isn't a good place. And if you laugh and joke, then you're not going to listen. Does that make sense? Like that? So this is part of, how you say? Just human dealings. It's not a matter of, because what you're doing in the school, Gurukul means that it's not, what you do is only for Gurukul. You dress nicely in the school, you're clean, and all that. But now if you go out into the world, can you not dress nicely? Can you dress badly and be dirty? No. So that means they're trying to teach you something that lasts your whole life. Yeah? Like you get up, you're regulated, right? You get up at the same time every day, go to bed at the same time, eat at the same time, do your classes at the same time, you work at the same time. Why? Just because the teachers are mean, so they like to, when you want to play, you got to work, and when you want to sleep, then they get you up, and when you want to be up, then they tell you to go to sleep. Is that the reason? Right? It's to make you regulated, because if you're going to do anything in the world, you have to be regulated. Right? You can't run a business, you can't be a doctor, you can't be a preacher, unless you're regulated. Does that make some sense? Yeah. So the whole idea is that you're doing all these things and you have to learn how to apply what you're doing now in the school outside. I mean, it sounds good. I'm sure any Swami who comes and talks, they ask similar questions and you tell them, yes, we're going to preach, God, going back to Godhead, this is good. But you actually think about that what you're doing now is how you're going to live afterwards. It's just like now you're all dressed nice in dhoti and kurta and that. You know, you wear tilak. When you go home during the break for 2 months, do you do the same thing? Or you get out your cargo jeans and you get out your Nike shoes and you know. So that's my point. So it sounds good. You know, everyone will go, oh, very nice boys, this, that. Yeah, it gets that, it works good. But the point is it's between you and Krishna, right? It's not between you and me. It's between you and Krishna. Does that make sense? So you have to think like this, that what you're getting now, it's fun, it's nice, the association, being with so many boys is fun. You know, being with the teachers, the program's nice, what you do is nice, you know, it's valuable for you. But it's got to be that you're going to use it in your life. Right? Otherwise, why spend the time doing it? Right? If you're going to do business, why be in school? You could be doing business. You could be making money rather than spending money. Right? But you're in the school to learn character and other things that are going to be valuable for you after you graduate. Does that make sense? Right? You can't do business if you don't have character. Right? You can't do business if you don't have sense control or self-control. You'll buy at the wrong time, sell at the wrong time. If you don't know how to deal with people, you're not going to be able to deal with the people in your business. Does that make sense? So these are what you learn in the school. That's why Gurukul is important. Other schools don't teach you. Right? They don't teach. Like that. They teach you academics, they'll teach you facts and figures, but they won't teach you any character. And they won't teach you what actually it's for. Right? People learn business, they get their MBA, they do business, they get money. And then, what do they do with their money? They don't know they're supposed to use it for Krishna. They don't know how to be Krishna conscious. Does that make some sense?
Yes.
Yeah? Yeah. So like that, then we have to be focused. Means you're in the school, do it. Do it nice. Otherwise you waste your time, waste your teacher's time, waste your parents' time. Right? And then when you're out of the school, then you do that nicely. Does that make some sense? So whatever you do it good. Why do something half-hearted? Right? If you're going to do it nicely, do it fully. Otherwise, then what's the benefit? You know? What will you get? Does that make sense? Yeah? So this is the principle of Gurukul. You're living with the teacher. Right? So how the teacher lives and does, that's what you're learning, you're gaining. What the teacher values, that's what you're gaining. Does that make sense? Means you're all smart boys, so use your brains. Don't not use your brains. Otherwise, what's the use of not using your brains? Right? Does that make sense? Right? Otherwise, why have a brain? Something very important. What you do from 12 basically to about 19, how you use your brain, that's what brain cells will remain in your brain. And the ones you don't use will disappear. You understand? So whatever you do now is the way you're going to think the rest of your life. So if you're Krishna conscious now, you're regulated now, sense controlled now, you use your brain, you focus, you do your work nicely, that's the way you're going to be the rest of your life. If you're spaced out, you're lazy, don't like to follow sadhana, that's also the way you're going to be the rest of your life. Does that make sense? Yeah? So that's important to understand. This is the time to study, this is the time to learn. When you get older, you don't have time to study. Right? You must see there, right? You have this, you have VIHE in Dhabin, right? Okay, how long does VIHE run? How many months? 3 months, 4 months? Like that? 1 month? Okay, now you see the same devotees there all year, every year, year after year? Or every year different devotees? Right, because they don't have time. Some come for 1 month in Karti. Some come for 3 months or 4 months for doing the Bhakti Vaibhav or Bhakti Shastri. After that, they go back to their homes, they go back to their service, they don't have time to study. This is the time in your life you can study. When you get older, there's very little time to study. Right? How much do your parents study? All day? Yeah? No. They don't have time. So that's why use the time now. Study nicely. Develop nicely. You know, develop good character, sadhana, these kind of things. Then when you get big, then you'll have a solid foundation. Right? Otherwise, then what are you going to do? You're a kid now, when you grow up you'll be a big kid. So when you grow up you want to be an adult, not a kid. Right? Yeah? No? That's the principle. Okay, let's see. Let us take... Now in Drona's Gurukul, who is the best student?
Arjuna.
Arjuna. Why?
Because he wanted to learn.
He wanted to learn. What was the symptom?
Because he used to come to class before the time.
He used to come to class before the time. Yeah? Something else?
He had focus.
Yeah. His focus was the best. What was the example of his focus?
Shooting the eye of the bird.
Is that what you're going to say?
Practice.
He practiced, yeah, his practice also. What is the example of his practice?
When he was practicing at night when the time.
Yeah, he would practice at night. He can't see, but he'd practice because he understood is that it's the same thing, same endeavor, same, right? And then, how is his dealing with his teacher? Good?
Yeah. Respectful.
Respectful. Right? And so, and how was that shown? What aspect was shown there?
When he killed the crocodile,
right? Means Dronacharya went into the river, the crocodile attacked him. Drona could have gotten rid of him, no problem. Because Astra, many of them, they have many ways you can send. One is through the mind. Just you, in the mind, say the mantra and project it, it goes. You don't need any weapon. It itself will go. Or you can do it through grass, you can do it through an arrow, you can take anything. Like, what did Arjuna use when he defeated, what was his name? Chitrarata. He threw an Agniastra. But what did he use to throw it with?
A torch.
Right? So that means he could throw it with anything. He was carrying a torch, Arjuna. And then this Gandharva king attacks him. He just chants a mantra, throws the torch, and destroys his chariot. Yeah? Does that make some sense? So that's the point, is that the guru could have taken care of himself. But he was checking to see if others could do. Now, what did the others do? Huh? They ran away? Panicked. They didn't know what to do. They were worried about the teacher, but they didn't know what to do. But Arjuna could immediately take what he knew and use it. That's the point. You have to see. You're in the school now, right? You just came back from what? Vacation? No? At Christmas vacation, you do that? Is it like 10 days or 2 weeks? They go home or do you go
home?
No,
we had that.
Huh?
We had that. That's what we had going on.
November.
Oh, okay. You went home at that time. Okay, so you went home. Did you use your knowledge there? Maybe you did, maybe you didn't. But this is the point. You have to learn how to use it. Arjuna could use it. Right? That was the point. Now, Arjuna, when afterwards then they had the program where they, how do you say, showed their skills, right? After they basically were ready to graduate, then they showed, they had a public assembly, you know, program, and showed all the skills of all the Pandavas and Kauravas and all the different, you know, princes that were there. Okay, now Arjuna was the best, did everything the nicest, right? But now someone else came and did all the same things he did. Who?
Karna.
Okay, Karna did.
Eklavya.
Well, Eklavya is later, but here we're talking now at this problem point. So Karna. So Karna did these things. Now, but Arjuna is seen as the good person and Karna is seen as the bad. Why? They both had the same knowledge. He was the son of a chariot driver, but does necessarily birth disqualify? No. So what was actually his disqualification? Yeah?
Because he misuses knowledge.
He misuses knowledge. And how is that shown?
You take a side of
Duryodhana.
Of Duryodhana. Okay. And what were you going to say?
He displeased his guru.
That's why he was cursed.
Yeah, he was cursed. Another thing he did is when he came into the assembly, was he actually respectful to Drona and Kripa? No. He just walked in and this, that, and, you know, I can do whatever that he can do. Did anyone ask Karna to come there?
No.
He just came. So that means it's all false ego. Right? Does Arjuna walk into a place that, yes, you know, I'm Arjuna, and slapping his arms, and I can do... Does he ever say that? No. So that's the reason he's not good. Right? He was very charitable. Anyone gave more charity than him? Every day he would give charity. Anything anyone asked, he would give. Right? What's the example of his extreme charity?
He gave
when he was about to die, one person asked him his golden teeth.
His golden teeth?
Yes.
Okay, so that's the teeth, and then anything else?
He also gave Indra his kavach that he had.
Yeah. He was born with weapons, and he gave that off his body. He has to cut it off the body. You know, painful, right?
When Krishna asked him at the end of the war, when he was fighting with Arjuna, to ask him for the... Yeah, and then he came and asked, and then he said, I have no water to do the water for the deal or like that. So Krishna said, you can use your blood to get it pure.
Yeah. So, let's say?
Also, Kunti asked him for the... told him not to kill his... Pandavas?
Uh-huh. Yeah, there should always be 5 Pandavas.
Yeah.
So only one of them can die.
Arjuna.
Yeah, or Arjuna or
Karna.
Yeah. Okay, so does this make some sense? See, so we see here is Karna, very charitable. We don't hear anything that he was a bad king, a bad manager. Right? Do you hear any stories he's a bad manager? No. So he's very charitable, good king, always had the mood of a Kshatriya to fight. He didn't like all this politics like Duryodhana. But his character was not good. Personal character. Right? So this is what's important, because he didn't go to Gurukul. You understand? He went for a short time with Parasram, rendered service, that's why he gained what he gained. But because he didn't get to have the right attitude, he lost it. Right? Where did he lose it?
Fighting Arjuna.
Yeah. Means when he most needed it,
yeah.
That was the curse. He'd forget the weapons. Right? Because...
Because all the mantras which he learned before.
Yes. Mm-hmm. All the astras. Because astras work by mantra. Right? You have astra and you have sastra.
Yeah.
Right? Sastra means it's just the arrow. Arrow or a javelin or like that. A club. You know, whatever. that Astra means then with mantra. Right? So he'd forget his mantras. Because you have to be quick. You can't be slow. You can't sit around and go, well, somebody's shooting an arrow at you and you go, wow, what was that mantra? Look in your book. And you don't have that kind of time.
And he was cursed also that his guru told that when you will need all these things, and that time you will forget all them.
Yes. So then he forgot. He was saying he was cursed by Parasuram because he came and presented himself as a Brahmin.
Yeah.
Parasuram didn't like Kshatriyas. Right? So then he went around and he made his business to kill Kshatriyas. Because they were badly behaved, you know, and Karna was no exception. So then, but he presented himself as a Brahmin, so he accepted him as a student. He served very nicely and all, but at the end, then Parasuram figured it out.
And also, when Scorpio, Parasuram was taking rest on his lap, and then when Scorpio came and bit him, so he tolerated the pain. So Parasuram got up by blood, and then he saw you can't be, he said that. You can't be a Brahmana because you can't tolerate that pain.
Yeah, so right? Because Brahmins aren't accustomed to tolerating so much pain. Right? Kshatriyas, that's their job, right? But does that make some sense?
Yes.
So we see is that developing character, that's important. The dealings with the teacher, that's important. The desire to know, that's important. So Arjuna had all those. That's why he was the best. Right? Out of all the students, he was the best. Now, in general, of everybody, who is the best at javelin?
Yudhishthir.
Okay, and who is the best at the club?
Bhim.
And then, who is very good with the sword? Yes. Like that. But Arjuna? Oh, and who is very good at celestial weapons?
Oh, sorry.
Ashwatthama.
Oh, yeah.
Right? But who is good at all of them?
Arjuna.
Yeah, so the others had focus, but they could only focus enough for that one. Another example of focus is Abhimanyu. How did Abhimanyu wear his armor?
Loose, so that if the arrows could come, he could deflect it.
Yeah.
He was more focused than Arjuna.
Yeah. So that only Drona knew how to do that. And he only taught that to Abhimanyu. Because everybody else wears the armor tight. It's close, but it's tight. But he would wear it loose so he could move. And so if there is a gap, still in that gap, you can shoot very sharp razor arrows and get in there and just prick, and it gives a problem. So he could move it so it would close it, the gaps and stuff. So he was even more focused. Yeah. And how old was he?
16.
So that means, you know, he's like your age, you know. So that means he had focus. Right? So that's the whole idea. If you have focus, you have a desire to learn, you practice nicely, right? Then you have respect for the teacher. You have good qualities, sense control, self-control, humility. Then, now of all this, humility, why would Karna not fight with Yudhishthir? No?
Because he was not equal to him in fight.
Not so much that, because if one's challenged, then it doesn't matter. Yeah?
Because he wasn't really like a Kshatriya, he was more like a Brahmin.
Yeah. Means Karna thought that Yudhishthir had such good qualities. These qualities are only for a Brahmin, not for a Kshatriya. Kshatriyas are more passionate and, you know, like this, and so much ego. They don't have to be, but most are. But Yudhishthir wasn't, so he wouldn't fight with them with that. Now, out of all of them, all those Kshatriyas there, who was the qualified emperor of the world?
Yudhishthir.
Right? So that's why he is there. But he was the most humble. You know? Otherwise, if you take it, no, then Bhima should have been, because he was the most, you know, fiery, or, you know, Arjuna, because he was the most of the greatest prowess. And, No, because Yudhishthir had the greatest good qualities. Because it's through good qualities that anything good happens. And don't think it's just, you know, chanting your japa. How many of you have met rich businessmen? Have you met rich businessmen? Yeah? Okay. Are they arrogant or are they humble?
Arrogant.
But if they're really rich, it's humble. Sometimes proud, but generally you see, are they gentle and well-behaved and all that. So you generally see the richer they are, the more well-behaved and gentle and nice they are. Because it takes good qualities to be good at anything. It's very important. Most people don't know this. They think you just have an attitude and then you'll be good, right? Because that's the way it is in the movies, yeah? All the top guys, they all have an attitude. That's why they're the hero. Yeah? But the point is the guy with the attitude ultimately loses. Yeah? Yes or no? So that's the whole point. Is these good qualities, this submissiveness. Now also, was Arjuna and any of them, were they lazy?
No.
No. If you're lazy, does anything get done?
No.
No. So if you're lazy now, what's going to make it that you're not lazy in the future?
Practice.
Practice. Okay. That's practice now. But let us say you're lazy now, you graduate, you're lazy, and you go out into the world. What's going to make you not lazy? Why will you not be lazy and be active?
So, if you'll be lazy, you can't serve the wife.
You can't serve the wife, and if you don't serve the wife, then what happens? A lot of problem, yeah? Do you get any money from being lazy? No. So the whole point is then, if one is lazy, the only reason one will be active is because one wants money. So you'll only be active because of money. So if you're lazy now, when you get the money later from being active, are you going to use that money for Krishna? No. You understand? Does this make sense, how what you're learning now is what's going to be useful for you later when you get older? Does that make sense? So you have to pay attention to these things, because it's easy. At this age, it's very easy to just waste your time and goof around and not take anything seriously. Because it's easy, right? Your teachers are taking care, your parents are taking care, everything's taken care. But then if that's your attitude, what are you going to do when you're big and you have to take care? Yeah? Also, another thing just to remember is how you deal with your authorities now. Your teachers, your parents, and all that is how, and people you work with, that's how, when you get big, your children are going to deal with you. Right? So if you're crazy now, you're going to have crazy kids. You understand? Because you only know how to be crazy. And by being crazy, your teachers, your parents, and others are going to interact with you based on your craziness. So the only thing you're going to know about being an adult is how to deal with someone who's crazy. You understand? That's why your children will be crazy. But if you're submissive, you have a good service attitude, you want to study, you're respectful, you're focused, you know, you get your work done, then you're going to have children like that, you're going to have business, people that you work with like that. Wherever you go, and if you're in the temple, you're in the home, then they'll reciprocate like that. Does that make sense? So these are real facts of life. You know, being a kid, okay, that's fun. But that doesn't mean you can't be serious, right? Just because you're a kid doesn't mean you don't have a brain. So the point is to use the brain and figure it out that, hey, I got to get serious. And then if you're serious, then everything will work for you. You'll be a good student, you'll get good grades, you'll have nice relations with the other students, with your teachers, everything will work good. Does it make any sense or no?
Yes.
Yeah? So that's the point. You have to, if you do that, it'll be good for you. It'll be very good. Any questions on this? No? Anything else to discuss? Some more what? Can we end here? Some more questions? We don't want to bore them. They're here to have a good time. Okay. This is some old guy. Yeah. No? Does that make sense? So anything else? Well, happy? Yeah.
Any other message
you want to give? No. I mean, that's basically, that's what student life is. Brahmachari means these things. And Manu describes the Brahmachari, then first describes his, you know, his service attitude, his respect for the teacher, his sadhana, his study habits, his focus, you know, his good behavior. That's basically what's described. You have that, you're a good Brahmachari. You don't have that, then that's the way life's going to be. You know what I'm saying? So that's the point. The thing is, if you have a brain, you know, and you have a nature, let us say you're coming from a business family, you have the ability to do business. You know? It's just natural. So you can goof around, you get out of the school, you'll still do good business. But the point is you may not be able to do that good business and remember Krishna. Right? So if you can remember Krishna as a student, you'll be able to remember Krishna when you're doing business. Does that make sense? That's important. So that's the point. If you can't remember Krishna now, you're not going to remember Krishna later. You know, it's a natural Hindu thing. Yes, when we get old, then we'll think of Krishna. But when they're old, are they thinking of Krishna? No, they're trying to get their children married and worry about the grandchildren and who's going to go to which college in America and how much money they're going to make and which girl they're going to marry from which rich family. Right? They ever talk about Krishna? No. So that's the point. Now is the time to think about Krishna. Then later, it will be easy. Yeah. Okay.
All right. How can these boys feel bored? So how can they, what do you call it, get interest out of those things?
They're
going to be class service. So
yeah, because the thing is, it's unless someone gets bored, if they don't see that there's some benefit to it, they don't feel there's a benefit, or there won't be a benefit. Then one gets bored. But if one sees that it's nice, then it's like this. You guys ever play punch cookie over there?
We play all kinds of things.
Okay. But I'm playing, they say play punch cookie?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yes.
Okay. Now punch cookie is repetitive, right? Repetitive, you understand? Same thing over and over again, right?
Yeah.
First this one and this and this one, all these things, right? So someone who doesn't value the game is very boring. I saw the other day, we had two boys from the school sitting someplace, and there were some other adults and others who weren't from the school. And there were some panchkuti rocks sitting on the table. I said, what are those? I said, panchkuti. He says, oh, you play Mayapur rules or Vrindavan rules? Right? And I said, we generally play Mayapur, we also know Vrindavan rules. Right? And so then so then they started to play. So they played, you know, like, they went like two times around. Then they were into it, but everybody else was bored, stiff, right? Why? Because they didn't see any value in it. But those who were playing it knew the game and all that, they liked it and it was a value. They could play all day. So that's the point, is if you see a value in it, then you can study, you can work, you can, you know, do different things. But if you don't see the value, then everything's boring and it's only playtime. Does that make sense? Yeah, so that's the thing. So you have to, that's why I was asking in the beginning, why are you doing this? You know, so if you see, if you really mean that, yes, to learn to be Krishna conscious, be a preacher, then good. Then you have a reason, then you won't be bored. But if you're bored, that means your answer is not everything in your mind. Right? There's some other things. Does that make sense?
Yes. Yeah.
Is that okay? Okay, so we'll end here. No need to bore you any longer. You can go play in the Ganga.
Isarinath Bhaktivedanta Purna Swami ki
jai,
Prabhupada ki
jai,
Jai Gaur Pramanda Hari.
Thank you. You still practice in the Ganga?
Yes, Maharaj.
Fine. Babu is there?
Yes.
He's there. So you're still learning from him?
No, not from him.
Oh, well, you have another teacher?
No,
oh, you just play on your own. Huh? Oh, so he doesn't teach in Vrindavan?
No, he does. He
just came because of mother.
How did you thought of this making that Gurukul so nice?
Prabhupada started the Gurukul here like that. You know the Bhajan Kutir here?
Yes.
That was the first Gurukul. That's where he started the Gurukul.
This is like we see Mahabharata or Ramayana.
Yeah. Yeah, it's good.
You're almost reviving the same thing. Yeah.
All right, are we going to like learning how to shoot arrows and all that?
Yeah. We have a book on making bows.
Making what?
Making bows.
Bows.
Bows. The bow and
arrows. Bows.
Yeah. Somebody gave me from Europe. It's a book used by people who make bows and arrows. I think it's called the Bow Bible. Yeah, not on there. Like after, I don't know. Now, but they'll learn eventually.
When did Google will start?
2006.
Like, which board will be there? Like, Bhaktivedanta?
The Bhaktivedanta Academy.
Like, materially? Like,
materially means we just do our own thing. We're not worried about material. Yeah.
We don't need to give board exams 10th grade and 12th.
So that one is going to be destroyed.
That one, yeah, already means our half is already gone, and half of the other one is already they're not taking care. So only the back half, you know, where the most important things, the Prashad Hall and the playing field, you know, the soccer field, those that they maintain nice, and the toilets, everything else. Yeah. Oh, you went.
Yesterday.
Oh yeah, you went and you played boys played soccer. I heard you won.
Most of the boys they like.
Yeah.
Soccer, football, cricket,
volleyball.
Okay, Maurice, thank you.
Okay.
Nice. So when are you coming to Vrindavan next?
Not sure. Let's see. Generally come like in Kartik or this or that, but it's not sure.
Let's go, guys. Hari Bol.
Hari Bol. Hari Bol. What's your name?
Karan.
Like in this age, like question comes after girls and like these things. So how can we control our mind?
Point is it's like this.
Like we try also to control for like 2-3 days we think that we don't have to go, we don't have to. After again,
The point is like this. Can you think about your studies and think about girls at the same time? No. If you think about girls, it takes up all the space in your brain. Okay. Now, girls are nice, but are they impressed by a guy who's only interested in them, or do they have to produce? Right? Right? Your father. Your mother has a house? Does she have furniture? Does she have, like, cooking pots and pans and spoons, and there's beds and pillows and rugs and curtains, and how much did that cost? So much. Okay. So did your father get that just by smiling? No, he has to work hard. So that's the whole point. Now, does he have time to study? No. Okay. Now he's doing work. He's able to do that work because he can smile at girls? No. So that's the point. You are, if you're really serious about girls, then you'll be a good brahmachari now and study. Because if you're not a brahmachari and you can't do anything and get money, no girl is going to be interested in you. You understand? Girls are serious business. They're very expensive. They take a lot of time and energy. And so it's not a problem, but now is not the time. You know what I'm saying? Finish your school, get your qualifications, get whatever you need, whatever you're going to do. You're going to go into business, start your business, get your house, get your stuff. Because whatever you have, once the women come in, it's hard to get more. Because you can't travel. You got to spend all your money on them. There's no money to invest. You know what I'm saying? So in other words, it's not a problem. Girls aren't a problem, but they're a problem now. It's just like this. It's time for you to do your homework. But you could be playing, right? Now, if you play, will you get a good grade? No. Okay, and if you don't get a good grade, will you get a good job or anything else? No. So then what's better, playing or good?
Study.
So that's the point. So at this point, don't get interested in girls. It means they're there, you grow up, you marry a girl, you have a nice family, no problem. But now is not the time to think about it. Because as soon as you think about them, there's no space for your homework, there's no space for anything. Girls take up full space in your brain. So now is not the time to allow that. Now is the time is getting your qualifications, get Krishna in there and everything first. Then whatever little space is left, the women can take up that much space. Otherwise, if you do it now, they'll take up all the space. There'll be no room for Krishna. Does that make sense? So like that. So it's not a matter of no girls, then it's very hard. It's like, okay, but not now, later. You know what I'm saying? It's just like, it's easy. It's just like, let's say you want to play. But how do you get yourself not to play? I'll do my homework now, and when it's finished, then I'll play. Yeah. And your mind is peaceful. You do nice homework, and then afterwards the playing is nice. Because if you've done your homework, playing is better. Yeah, but if you're playing, and you think, I got to do my homework, you can't, it's not as, so that's the whole point. Okay? Try that. That'll work for you.
How do you want? How can you find a good guru, like, really a good one?
Good guru. One is if you're sincere and you perform your sadhana that nicely and you wait. Krishna will reveal. Right? Means you're there in Vrindavan, so everybody comes there.
Yeah.
So you see, like that, you know, the Gaur Purnima, Kartik, and you go and you hear. Means you have to render service. So your service is hearing and then trying to apply. Does that make sense?
Would they say we follow them or?
Like that, you try to practice. Because then by practicing you'll see which guru he gives instructions that you practice works best for you. Because all the gurus are good, it's just which is good for you. Just like you go to a restaurant, okay? All the food's good, but there's certain food that's good for you.
Yes.
Right? So it's not that the rice is bad, therefore you eat the parathas. No, the rice is also good, but you like parathas. So the point is you have so many gurus, what they're saying is all good, but you have to see it works for you. You can take their instruction, you can understand it, you can use it in your life. Does that make sense?
But how the guru will come to know that we are applying in our life or like
that? If it becomes obvious that you're doing, then you'll feel naturally you'll want to approach. First, you should be serious.
Yeah.
When you're convinced, then you can approach and say, you know, I'd like to hear more from you, I'd like to cultivate a relationship. Like that. And then with time it will develop. Does that make sense? Yeah?
Okay.
That was short?
Yeah, well, it's such a mixed bunch. It was really hard to figure out what to talk on, you know?
That's the purpose of the group.
Yeah, it was hard to catch the mood. You know, because some look serious, some are playing, and, you know. It means they're trained nicely, you know, that, you know, Gurukul and Krishna conscious and preach and all those things. So.
What's the fun of Gurukul?
Huh?
Preach. Because how are you going to do that? Go to Gurukul.
Yeah, yeah.
So there's a little bit of a circle there.
Yeah, yeah. But the point is it's nice that they have that mood.
Yeah.
But the thing is the real thing is what you're doing is what you got to live and do. It's just like here. I'm sitting here in the school, I dress like this. When I go out of here, I dress the same.
Yeah.
What I talk here is what I talk anywhere else. Whatever I do is what I do anywhere else. Mm-hmm. So that's the whole thing. It's
value.
Yeah, is you're learning values here. That's the most important thing you can gain here. Knowledge you'll gain according to your ability. Each one of you has your own ability. Some more, some less, certain nature. Some of you are going to be better in math, some better in English, some better in history, some better in philosophy, some better in any mix of those. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. That's individual. But a value system that you can use in your life, that when you go out of here, you can be successful, then it works. Mm-hmm. Like that. That's what's important. That's what Gurukul is. Otherwise, why have Gurukul? Right? It means you can just take the books and study them. Right? That's not difficult. Right? But the thing is to get a value system. Mm-hmm. If that value system is there, that will always work for you. You know? Yeah, especially if one's tolerant, one's forgiving. Then, because in the material world is not good. It's not a good place. It's a bad place. People are not good. People have motives. It's not that they don't have something good about them. They have their agendas, yeah. Means they always have something. That's why they're here in the material world. That's why we're here in the material world. But we're here to learn how to get over them, get by them, engage them in Krishna's service. You know what I'm saying? So if you're not tolerant and not patient and not forgiving and not humble, then you're not going to survive. Because where are you going to find that perfect person who always deals with you perfectly and understands you perfectly and does everything the way you want it?
Even then, it's just one person.
Yeah, okay. That's one. Now what do you do about the other 5 billion, you know, how you say, 999,999,999 people, right? Does that make sense? So that's why these things are important. You learn the character, you learn how, like, if you guys can't cooperate amongst yourselves as kids, you know, you have an ego, you have attitudes, that's why you fight or can't get along. But now when you get bigger, it only gets bigger, the ego. As you grow, your ego grows, right? Then it's more difficult. You understand? So if you can learn to work together now, that skill will work for you your whole life. If you can't work with each other, how are you going to work with the family? How are you going to work with anybody else? You're doing business with them, or you're doing service in the temple with the temple devotees. You're trying to preach with those devotees. Does that make sense? Like that. So it's very important. If you're lazy, then what will you get done? No one likes lazy people. Like that. You know? Not even your mother. When you're young, you get by. But when you get big, you'll see your mother will be harassing you. Why don't you get a job? Why don't you do something? Why don't you? It's constant. Even your mother doesn't like if you're lazy. Right? Now it's fun for her. She takes care of you, she helps you dress, she feeds you, she does all the things that you can do yourself, but, you know, she likes to do them for you. Right? Does that make sense? But when you get big, then it's not so much fun anymore. Right? You know, your mother's not going to shave your face for you. You got to shave your own. You know what I'm saying? Like that. So that's why it's important that you learn all these things nice. You learn them all good. You know? That's why it's here. The opportunity is here. This isn't a place that it's not that we sat around and thought, wow, what are all the things that we could put, what schedule could we put together that would really annoy the boys and really dislike it? And then we could sit by, after you guys go to bed at night, then we all go into the office and all laugh. Did you see how he hated doing his work today? And, oh, did you see the look on his face when we told him what work we were going to do today in math? No. You understand? The idea is that these are the things you're going to get the most benefit out of in life. You know? You have to be able to work. You have to be able to do. You have to be independent. You're boys. If you're not independent, then you're not going to make it in the world. You're not going to be a leader. Right? You're here in this school to be a leader. And leader means a good follower. Right? Yudhishthira was the best follower, therefore he was the best leader. Right? Because there's always somebody above you, and there's always somebody below you. Right? So if you can't follow, you can't lead. And you can't lead if no one follows you. If you can't follow, no one will follow you. Right? And if you can't lead those below you, no one's, then you're not going to be lead when you get bigger.
Because you're connected also. Power from the superior.
Yeah, point. Yeah. You get your authority from your superior, and you get your everything done through your juniors. You know? And you don't do that by being nasty. You get it by being someone nice to work with, a nice person. Then they like to work with you. Then it works good. You know? Does that make some sense?
Yeah.
So that's the whole idea, is that you got to gain these values. They're going to work for you. That's the only reason we've taken out. This is what the Shastra says. Shastra says you should have these. Prabhupada says you should have these things. And experience, we see it works.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Realize.
Yeah, I mean, it's like that. I don't know what his name is now. Lakshman?
I don't know him.
Yeah, he's one of the boys from here.
Mm-hmm.
He had a brother also, I think, named Ram. Ram and Lakshman. Like that. So it's like, then things happen. Things happen for you. So that's why it's here. So you got to take it real. You got to be doing this because you know what it is that you're doing and you want to do it. You know what I'm saying? It's not you're just doing it just because you're told. Yes, because you're told you do it, but you know why you should do what you're told. You know what I'm saying? And that's the way you want it to work. You want to follow authority. You know? Does that make sense? Because authority then is coming down from Krishna. Like that. So it works. Does that make sense? So you have the knowledge that's coming down and you have the potency that's coming down.
Mm-hmm.
Spiritual potency and even the material ability is coming down from Krishna. Like that. So you still have to be dependent on Krishna. Even if you want to learn how to use your nunchucks properly, still that ability is coming from Krishna. So the more you're surrendered to Krishna and depend upon Krishna, the better you can do it. Because whatever you're doing, you're studying, you're playing, you're working, you're doing any particular service, that ability is all coming from Krishna, like that. Does that make some sense?
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's that kind of thing is what's important, right? So you're here to know why you're doing it, and therefore you know why, and you want to do it, so therefore you do it. Right? That's why the main qualification, in being in the school is that you want to be here. If you don't want to be here, then you won't take seriously what we have to teach. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
That's the whole point. You're here because this kind of education is what you want to learn. Right? Otherwise, there's so many kinds of education. Right? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like that. So what you want to learn is that's what I say. Because what we have is what you want to learn.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So that's important. You're convinced that this is what you want, and if you want to know more about it, ask. What else is there?
The values coincide.
Yeah, the values coincide. Because the knowledge we give, there's a lifestyle that goes with it. So you can use everything that we teach you, you'll be able to use in your life. We don't teach anything that you won't use. You'll learn everything everybody else learns, but you'll learn it in a way that is useful for you. Right? Like Boy mentioned biophysics. So what's biophysics, So the point is there's something there, you have the knowledge of what it is, so it's not something new or different, but it's not that necessarily the biophysics itself is important.
Mm-hmm.
But the concept of what it is, how it fits into the modern concept of academics, how it affects the modern world, how it's used by people, that you'll know. Right? So in one sense, you'll know more about biophysics than others. They may know all the details and all that, but they don't know actually what it's for.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So knowing what something's for and therefore is more important than just knowing its application. Right? Because you do something, there has to be a purpose to doing it. You don't know the purpose, how do you know that you're getting the result? Right? Like I go into the kitchen, they say put a pot on the fire, put some water inside. Okay. But if I don't know the water's supposed to boil, I may think the work's done. You know? Or once the water's boiling, but why is it boiling? You know? So we don't know the boiling water cooks things. Then, okay, water's boiling, and I sit there and I boil the water until the pot goes dry, and the pot goes dry, take it off, okay. I boiled the water, you know, but what did you do with it?
Just kept boiling.
Yeah. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So you have to know that you know, okay, it means going in the kitchen means that's for cooking, and putting things on the fire means they'll get cooked. Boiling water means something has to boil in the water. Right? I'm either going to put some herbs and spices in there and make some tea or like that, or I'm going to put some vegetables and make something, or put some grains and make something, or, you know what I'm saying? Something's got to go in there. Unless you're going to take a bath or something. Right? Okay. But you know the purpose. Otherwise, you'll boil the water, walk out and go down to the pump, take a cold bath. You know? Does that make sense? Yes? Yes? So like that, then there has to be the idea that this is what I want to do. And if you don't know, ask. Right? That's what the teachers are here for, to explain why you're doing something. If you want to know something technically why it is, then ask that. And then whoever knows. It means you're general in that, every teacher can tell you. But specific, you want to know something very specific about the math, that you ask Preeti. You know, you want to know something specific about the Sanskrit that you ask Bhagisha. You know what I'm saying? You know, why exactly? What is useful in this? How will it be used? What's it for? You know, how to apply this in my life? Does that make sense?
Yes.
Yeah. So like that, then we want to know. Then it works good for us. Then it's good. That makes sense? Yes? No? Yes? No? Very good?
The Indian voice, they said it actually, they didn't say the maybe, they said yes, and the one said no, it was yes, no, thing, maybe? Yeah.
Just also not used to the language in that, because all speak differently, so even though they understand, but they don't quite catch the language. Actually, right? Some of the boys are quite smart. Because you boys just studied the Mahabharata, and that was much more clear for all of you. That's why you had the things as what's going on in the story, what to learn from the story. That's what that exercise was. You go through, summarize a story, what is it for? Because otherwise it's a nice story. But that story is there for you to learn something from. That's not there just to fill the time. It may do that also, but there's something to learn. Otherwise, why? You know, otherwise you could tell any story. And these stories are there because these are people who have the best qualities and do the best and do the nicest things. Yes? Yeah. Yes? No? Are you good? Okay. Any doubts? Why am I here in the Gurukul? Am I here because my parents don't love me? Is that why I'm here? They're trying to get rid of me and they're trapped. Right? Or they thought, this kid causes me so much pain, I just want to get him back, so, you know, I'll put him in the Gurukul. They'll take care of him. Right? No. Your parents put you here because they think this is the best thing for you. And you should be here because you think this is the best thing for you. Right? But that's the system. Right? And as you learn, focus, get what you want. You want to be here a long time? Focus for the whole time. You want to be a short time? Focus for that time. Get something. Right? You know, however long you're here, get something from it. Learn something from it. And have no doubt. For you, this is just the stuff that comes. But no one thing is that you think, oh, other kids, they're talking about board, Delhi board, or, you know, or Cambridge and these kind of things. So that means up to 10th grade, 12th grade, right? Mm-hmm. So now what's important in all those in that academics, that's what they're going to teach you in the first year in university. Right? In other words, what was important in 12 years of school, they're going to teach you in the first 6 months or 1 year when you go to university. Right? So those are the books we use for your curriculum. You understand? We don't bother with the 12-year program. We just take those 6-month, 1-year courses and then teach you that. Of course, you need something before that to function, you know, so that's why you have the Bindu course and all those things. But all this stuff is what they call cutting edge. You know, cutting edge? Cutting edge means latest stuff. Like that, you know? So you never worry that there's something less or lacking, you know? This will take us some time to get it together, but, you know, it's coming. Right. The math is happening, the English is starting to happen.
Math just jumps right into the...
Yeah, I don't know. It means this is the first course. It means you don't get into trigonometry until... What is trig come? Trig is just before calculus, right? So calculus is, I think, 11th and 12th grade. So that means trigonometry is 9th or 10th grade. Mm-hmm. Like that, and that's one of the first in the first lessons, right? I think lesson 15, you're doing trigonometry.
Yes, I think eighth one is geometry.
They take 14 years; we take 3 months.
Yeah, like that. So that's the whole. That's whole. Yeah, because the point is the concept of it's not difficult, but unless you get to the essence, then it's not understood. Like essentially, math is just addition. Mm-hmm. That's all math is, adding different things together, right? Now, if you put them together, that's addition. If you reverse that and take them apart, that's subtraction, right? Because in the intelligence, you have two things, samas and vyakti. Samas and vyakti, I think. Samas means to put together, and vyakti means to take apart, mm-hmm. right? Your intelligence decides, how many things here are red? Okay, so that's putting together. Okay, well, the bricks are slightly red, the floor is red, and you know his chadar is red. Yeah, and then anything else? Okay, that thing on his notebook is red. You know, like that, and water pot. Yeah, so like that. So that's seeing. Okay, these common things. Okay, but how many different parts of the building are here? Right. You take it apart. Okay, there's columns, there's walls, there's ceilings, there's floors, there's windows, there's doors, there's jollies, you know, drains. That's taking apart. Okay. You understand? So the intelligence does these two things, right? Mm-hmm. So math uses intelligence. So it means it's going to function on these two things. You put it together, means you only take it apart so you understand what it is and then you start to see the similarity. Mm-hmm. Right, so math addition is what it is. You're putting it together, right? And then when you take it apart, that's subtraction. Mm-hmm. Now, if you put it together one at a time, right, then that's called addition. If you put it together in groups at a time,
multiplication.
It's multiplication. And if you take it apart by groups, division. Okay. Now, if you're trying to find out what is a missing element in an equation. You don't know one part of the equation.
Evaluation,
but algebra, mm-hmm. right? And in that, you might use addition, subtraction, multiplication, or division. All it is you put it together in far out ways. You know, A plus B, you know, over C times like
D
that. Yeah, like that. You understand? That's still just addition and subtraction, multiplication, division. But you just put it together for the purpose of finding what's missing. Right? You know what's there, but you want to know what's missing. That's algebra. Right? Your geometry is simply figuring out what something's volume. Mm-hmm. You know, like, how big is this space in this veranda here? That's geometry. So you have to know the length, you have to know the height, you have to know the width. Okay, that's square. What if it's round? Or what if it's, you know, if it's cylinder? How much water is in here? Right? Like that. So that's geometry. You want to know volumes. you know, like that. And trigonometry is you want to know what's the angle of something. So you want to know what's the angle between here and the sun. Right? So then you can tell what house it is in the zodiac sign or different things like that. You understand? So math is not actually difficult. You have to use your brain, there's a lot of calculation, but the concept of it's easy. So that's why this we can teach. You can teach to anybody. You know what I'm saying? It's not a problem of, oh, you have to be older to learn it. No, any age you can learn it. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Like that. So that's the whole idea. Then how much you can do of it technically, then that much is given. So in the Bindu course, the it's simpler aspects of geometry, trigonometry, and all those things like that. And as it progresses, it'll get more and more you know, developed. Does that make sense?
Yes.
You know, but the idea is that at the end of the course, we can give you some work, and then you can calculate, you know, charts, and you can understand where the sun is.
That's the end of Bindu, right?
Huh?
That's the end of Bindu when you do charts, right?
I think that, well, to be fully conversant in, I think that's the end of Lagu. Because Lagu, I think, concentrates on the whole astronomy and astrology, like that. I think the Bindu gets more into the astronomy. And then the Lagu gets more into the astrology.
Brihat.
Brihat would be, Brihat will be that if you want to specialize in that. Because after Bhakti Shastri, then there's Bhakti Anuchana. Mm-hmm. Bhakti Anuchana means that you have to know all the branches of Vedic knowledge. It means you'll basically go through them in your English and that, with math and your Sanskrit and that. But you put them all together. So you understand them together, how they fit together, that's Bhakti Anuchana. So in that, you need to specialize in some area, mm-hmm. like that. Take that further into the Brihad level. So you can do that in Sanskrit, you can go to that level, or the Jyotish, or in the English, or in the history, or every subject will have an advanced level. So at least one of them you need to take to that level. You know, so that way you're expert in a particular level. But you should know all branches. You should be able to use all branches. Mm-hmm. But some branch you're expert at. You know? Or some may be more expert in philosophy. Some may be more expert at Dharma Shastra, Artha Shastra. Some more expert at, let's say, commerce. Some more expert in Sanskrit. Or some, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Each one will have their field where they specialize. No problem. Then it's Bhakti Nishma. Oh,
okay. We'll get ready and start. Nathan Scoop does lunch.
Oh, okay.
They pumps, toilets, drainage and stuff.
Okay.
You're going to be here for a little while, Maharaj?
No, I should go back now. Yeah. Yeah, because we have some meetings today. Monday, then we meet on curriculum and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I think tomorrow another meeting? The teacher's meeting, yeah. Because we worked out the whole structure of the whole academy, so then we have to discuss that tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. Guys, we should go. It's 12:10.
Okay. Yeah. Die, hope.
Come on, Marsh. We look for guys and stuff already, right?
No. Sorry if I put the wrong question in the class. But that why is the more for the purpose? That come out of truthfulness and lying and cheating the teacher.
That's respect for the teacher.
Yeah, but when it's been the question why, what's happened with Karna, why he lose his blessings with the guru.
Oh, okay.
Because lying and cheating the teacher.
Yeah, well, what we were trying to bring out was the, specifically just the general point of good, if you have good qualities, then it'll go. So then that's part of it.
But just wrongly, just when you talk about these things, you just think, why it's happening?
But why did it happen with Karna?
Then my question came just out, why what's happening? I didn't properly even ask the question.
Oh, because I didn't understand, because if you had mentioned, I would have spoke on it.
Mm, but it's just been a long story, and then I figured out that it's not going to the point of the cheating the guru or lying.
No, because that wasn't the point that we were going in from. The point we were going in from was we were trying to bring out that you have to have good character if you're going to be successful. But we weren't getting anywhere in discussing it. Like you saw here, these boys, because they're used to this kind of discussion, we can immediately get into it and take part and there's something happening.
The first two of them.
No, these boys here, because that's what they're used to. Mm. But for these boys, it's something more new to them. Maybe somebody speaks to them like that, somebody doesn't speak to them like that, but it's not like a specific way to speak.
Mm.
So some of them could catch it, but a lot of them didn't. Mm. You know, they don't know who I am, they've never seen me before, they don't, you know, so it, you know, that's understood.
Mm.
So I thought, okay, we spoke with that way, now we'll discuss it in connection with stories, because stories, and they do it, right? I didn't think I'd just tell a story. So then I thought, okay, let's illustrate what we spoke before with stories. So since we'd only mentioned good character, we didn't get into detail of that. Then therefore, when that comes up in the story, the point was is just to prove that he had bad character. That's all. Now that's cheating or lying, then that's specific. Like that. Just like we didn't get into the specifics of what's respect, how to respect the teacher, or the specifics of what is menial service, or the specifics that, oh, one of them lived out was cleanliness. We mentioned at the beginning, but we didn't emphasize it. So we were just hitting the main topic. That's all, because I wasn't getting the. It didn't seem to be. It was too big of a group to get too much detailed. Because he said it's like two different ashrams.
Yeah, seven and nine grade.
Yeah. So then it was. So there were some good. I mean, these little kids. Some of these little kids are really smart. A couple of the big kids this morning.
The little kids
are
in the ashram.
Huh? They're in your ashram. Yeah. So that means that, especially that one kid over here. He was really good. Because there were three that were more active. This one, the guy, the bigger guy here, and then the doctor in the back.
What about the business one?
Huh?
The business one.
Yeah, he was okay.
He's been okay.
Huh?
The business, spoke about business.
Yeah, he a little bit, you know, reacted and understood. There was another boy who was quiet. He didn't talk, but he would pay the big, leaning against the column. Uh-huh. It seems that there were a few others, but they weren't participating so much. So the boy who was here in the front was also
doing. One time our business, he was trying to be in it. He was trying to be active during the class.
Oh.
It's a little bit, I didn't understand so much what he was trying to say, though.
No, it's just because the thing is they know they should be involved and it's proper to do and all that. But what we're trying to get is that, do they know why they're doing it? Why are they doing that?
What was it you had asked him? You asked him, how is it connected to Krishna? He said, I'll get the money. He said, no, how, besides the money, what's connected, how is it connected to Krishna?
No, he couldn't catch.
Yeah.
He's one who is, from the fourth ego, he's one who doesn't have brain.
Yeah, no, he didn't have so much.
He just spoke for that reason, like, I'm the big boy there and I need to say something.
Yeah, yeah.
And to be smart, he said, by business. You know, then you go to business, I will give money, and that's all.
But for most of them, that's all is there.
He even said it three times, no?
Yeah. Well, that's what I was trying to bring out. Are you going to grow up, get married, families? And then, oh, no, we're just getting the bus and travel and preach, you know? And then at the end, then I could start to see, no. Okay, these guys, most of these boys are at home. They're not temple devotees, like that. These boys here, your parents are living in the temple, you know, but them, their parents live in Delhi, you know, Delhi, Lucknow,
Aligarh,
you know, like this. And they'll go out and they'll do something and they'll do something nice, you know, that'd be good. So, nice boys, intelligent. But the idea is to make them think, because unless the teacher does that, they won't do it on their own, you know, like that. Like you may have been doing, but whether other teachers value that or not, then they may get it or they may not. A person's thoughtful on his own, then he'll inquire and then he'll get it. But otherwise, it's much easier if the teacher cultivates it. Because otherwise, then it's the rare kid that inquires and wants to know on his own, like that. It's
more the odd one out.
Yeah, but I mean, for Gurukul, that's supposed to be, every kid's supposed to be like that. But even that, he has that because his parents have cultivated it or like that, so they will have some basic, some foundation.
Some intelligence has already been pushed by the parents.
Yeah, already pushed. Okay. You know, some concept.
Jump start.
Yeah.
Hello, I'm Mr. Dong. I'm going to help on the last one.
Another bomb. Can I hurt? Sometimes, how often do you wash your clothes with soap?
Huh?
How often do you wash your clothes with soap?
I do like, usually when we're in the kitchen, mm-hmm. then I do once every second day.
Okay.
But when we're doing pumps, then I do every second day.
Yeah, that's right. It means you don't have to do every day.
In the kitchen, it's second day.
Gumsha also should occasionally wash.
Oh, the
dumpsters? Yeah.
Oh,
yeah, no, I just figured that. Then that I looked at in person.
Only one?
Yeah, only do one at a time.
Okay.
Generally, the one to do is...
The one in the back?
No, because that's the dry one. Do the one in front.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
I mean, if they're both dry, it doesn't matter. Just put the dry one in the back.
Okay.
But if you see the dry back one's dry and the front one's still wet...
Whichever one's wet, I'll do that one.
Yeah, do that. Okay. So in other words, you know, one time do one, and then one time do the other one. You can leave it for weeks, you know. But you have to see where this stuff gets really grungy. When you start, you know, snarling and nipping and stuff, then you have time to give them a wash.
Lots of bleach.
And you have to go in there with a chair and a whip. Then you know, time.